It's going to be about membership, okay? At the end of the membership promo. Okay, about 5 minutes. And I'll be monitoring. Good luck, sir. Let's get bored. Okay. Later on. Thanks, Liam.
Oh, I want to also, we should thank Chip for doing the July show.
I'm going to bring you up so you can hear what's going on here. Rachel?
Check. Sorry, I'm pretty loud.
Yeah, you're pretty loud. Here's your volume control for your headphones.
Where's my volume control for my own brain? No, that's fine.
Right.
But I feel like my vocal is just loud.
And Justin?
Yeah.
How are you?
That sounds pretty good to me. Okay. Yeah, that sounds a good level.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
I love you, sweetie.
You can't say that on radio.
Why not? We're not live.
You don't have a mushy stuff out of the way. It's going to slip into it by mistake.
I feel like a cat died in my mouth.
A whiskey cat.
A whiskey cat.
Whiskey-soaked cat.
A whiskey-soaked cat. Yeah, exactly. This is a radio prop, by the way.
Yeah. Is it old song or man sing song, cat mouthful of pussy, and
something
like that.
What?
Mouthful of pussy.
Yeah, mouthful of pussy.
One last night.
That we can't say on the radio.
last night, Carolyn said
okay,
something.
Okay, she's a little loud.
We're going to do that too. Yeah, we just.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great idea. We just ran into her. It wouldn't even occur to me, and it's a brilliant
idea.
We can
pull it down.
Totally brilliant idea.
Yeah, she's a little hot.
Yeah, we should do that. Let's, in fact, do it.
So, you're going to do the underwriters?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah,
4 minutes.
I'll do the underwriters. We should just do a general, like, you want to just open it up with the thing that you can try more live at Pickathon, and we've got live bands, or
sure.
And I'll do the underwriters, or why don't I do that and you do the underwriters?
Okay, that sounds fine. Just as long as there's a plan.
There's a plan. So I'm going to do a little intro. Here's what's going on. Here are the bands we're going to have.
We're doing these two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at some point, you know, we're just going to talk about all the stuff that's going on. I want to double check. I've been telling all my friends that there's kid stuff every day. Is that?
It's the far right.
Kid stuff is beautiful. Yeah. That is so great.
Here's this one, too.
Okay, that's good.
I would just give out the website a lot.
I'm gonna. But still, it's good to remind them that there's children's activities.
3 minutes.
I love doing this. So much fun to do it live.
So you're going to intro, talk about it. I'll do the underwriter.
Yep. I'll just give you a little.
Got it.
Hey, Devin. How's it going, man? Good morning.
Oh, yeah, it is a good morning.
Oh, it's so fun. I think this is our third or fourth year doing it live from on site. I can't remember.
Third.
It's the third year I've done it with you guys.
Yeah, I don't think we ever did it without you. That would have been.
That would have been bad.
Sketchy.
2 minutes.
Right.
Who did we have on the show the first year?
Martha.
No, well, both years we had Martha?
No.
Last year was Martha.
She did both years.
Last year we had Martha because she brought us Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
You think any other bands are going to bring us Bloody Marys?
That first year she had it.
Martha Scanlon showed up first.
We're coming on after this membership message. We're just about to go live.
Okay.
So we'll start with you guys. Slowly get over here.
You're live.
Good morning, Cascadia. You are listening to music from the True Vine on KBOO, your community radio station. We are absolutely thrilled to be here this morning broadcasting live from the Pickathon. Once again, it's our third year doing that. We've got an incredible lineup of bands, and I'll tell you all about them in just 1 minute.
I'll get some business out of the way. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grand Central Baking Company, now featuring local sustainably grown Shepherd's Grain flour. Locally owned and operated, Grand Central Bakery features artisan breads, scratch pastries, fresh sandwiches, and homemade suits. You can find the neighborhood bakery nearest you at www.grandcentralbakery.com. This KBOO program has also been made possible in part by Gazelle Natural Fiber Clothing and Full Circle Resale. First Circle is now accepting like-new natural fiber clothing, jewelry, accessories, and curios. Gazelle and Full Circle Resale are both located at the corner of Northeast 41st and Fremont. And on the web at GazelleNaturalFiberClothing.com or FullCircleResaleCortland.com.
We've got an amazing lineup of musicians who are here at the Pickathon, and we've picked the four best of them to have live on the Music from the True Vine show today. We're going to start with Frank Fairfield in just a second. We're absolutely delighted that we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show. Then we're going to have the Freight Hoppers and then a band called Delia Low. And then we're going to go live to the main stage for a full set of Larry Gillis. We're really excited about it. We're going to start off this exciting set with Frank Fairfield. But before we do that, I just want to encourage all of you to please come on out to the Pickathon today. We're at the Pendarvis Farm. It's very close to town, maybe a 20-minute drive, half an hour from the center of town. It's easy to get to, eco-friendly, great for kids, tons of fun, and the lineup is extraordinary this year, absolutely extraordinary. Lots of great traditional Americana roots music. The website is pickathon.com. We'd love to see you there. Come on out, say hi. If you get out there quickly enough, you can come down to the radio table and say hi to us. We're really proud to introduce to the Music from the True Vine show, live from the Pickathon, a musician called Frank Fairfield. He's here from California.
Yes.
Frank, why don't you just play us a tune or two, and then we'll ask you a couple questions about yourself.
This is the 9-pound hymn.
Gracious enough to get up at the crack of dawn and come down to play on our radio show.
We are broadcasting this morning, the Music from the True Vine, live from the Pickathon site. It's absolutely beautiful down here.
Yeah, come on down. You can check out the list of acts at pickathon.com. There's a wonderful array of Americana, bluegrass, roots music, all for 3 days. The festival started yesterday. We have a full day of music today. Children's events, bands from all over the country are here. They've done a really wonderful job mixing up the types of music. And again, handpicked the very best for you here on Music from the True Vine. Broadcasting live from the Pickathon, we have Frank Fairfield playing some old time music for us. It's a great way to start the program.
Stay tuned, folks. We've got Larry Gillis coming up, as well as the Freight Hoppers. They're going to be live on our show. It's a really exciting day. Frank, you ready to play another tune?
Sure. I'll do a little fiddle tune called Fruit Picking in the Valley. Thank you.
Carol playing some old-time fiddle tunes there. And Frank, we have a couple of questions for you. First of all, this is Justin and Rachel. We are broadcasting live from the Pickathon out at the Darvis Farm. You've obviously invented some sort of time machine.
Oh.
Do you plan on using this machine for good or evil?
No. I don't know what to say about that.
Frank, we, Justin and I are both big fans of serious traditional music, and that's clearly where you're coming from as well. How did you get interested in traditional Appalachian music?
I don't know really how where it comes from. That's another funny thing, that whole Appalachian talk, because a lot of, I don't know, especially most of the tunes that I've learned from the gramophone records, I think that's where the tradition is passed down. Most of the people that were recording, especially later into the 20s, were learning most of their tunes from gramophone records and learning tunes from the medicine shows and from the songs of, you know, Stephen Foster and Chas Harris and, you know, the songs from the city and or the, you know, the ragtime instruments like the banjo and things like that. So it's just kind of a big mix of everything. I think everybody just does what they what they dig, I guess, as they say, and I guess I just kind of dug this and started hunting for records and learning songs and listening to records and things like that.
All right, that's sweet. Well, we'd love to have you play some more. I just want to once again tell anyone who's just waking up, this is Justin and Rachel's Music from the True Vine show. We're here the first Saturday of every month on KBOO, your community radio station, 90.7 FM. And we have a great lineup of live bands going to play on the show today between 9 and noon. We've got Frank Fairfield from California here playing some amazing old-time music for you. He first started with banjo, moved on to the fiddle, and now he's got a guitar out for you. After Frank, we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show. He's going to be sitting in our little mini studio here. And then we've got the Freight Hoppers, unbelievable to have them on the show. It's a dream come true. And Delia Lowe, and then we're going to have a whole other hour. Larry Gillis, we're so excited about it. So, for Frank, we really appreciate you being the guy willing to get up the earliest to start off the set.
Sure.
Why don't you play another tune or two for us?
Yeah, I'll play a little tune on the guitar here. That was my, by the way, that was my grandfather's old fiddle that I've been playing there. It's a tune called, what is this? I'll do Reuben or Reuben.
Right.
Thank you.
That was terrific. Thanks, Frank. You're going to play a couple more for us, yeah?
Sure.
All right.
Sure, I'll give a few
just
more
again, let folks know you are listening to Music from the True Vine on KBOO, your community radio station.
Live from the Pickathon.
We are live at the Pickathon once again. This is always a highlight of the summer for Justin and me. We love coming down here and being at the Pickathon. They do an amazing job at this festival. It's beautiful. There's good food. It's shady. You can watch music in the shade all day long. And it's an incredible lineup of musicians. Just incredible.
It's a beautiful festival. Last night, allegedly, they had a bunch of psychedelic lights, a light show going on. I saw them.
I saw them, too. We weren't sure if anyone else did.
Pretty sure it was real.
I think so.
But they do a wonderful job. There's a lot of shade set up. It's very family friendly. If you haven't been out to the Pendarvis Farm, it's a very short drive from Portland. It's basically right within the city limits, almost.
Almost. It's right in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty happy.
Yeah, pretty happy.
You're happy considering how early it is. You're real happy.
If you're looking for something fun to do, check out the website, pickathon.com. Check out the lineup. Come on out for the day. Stay all day. There's also music all day on Sunday. Plenty of events for the family and friends.
I just want to send a big thank you out to Chick Russell and Josh Cole, who did our show for us last month when we were in Alaska on tour. We had a great time. We heard they did an amazing show, and we really appreciated having the president, past and future presidents of the American Bluegrass Association cover us on the show. That's just terrific. Well, as you know, we on Music from the True Vine play both bluegrass and old-time music, and we've got a wonderful old-time musician here, Frank Fairfield from California. Frank, that's an awesome-looking banjo. How old is that banjo?
It's from 1931. It's the first K banjo.
All right, doubt. That's sweet. And what year was that awesome guitar you were playing?
This guitar is about 30-something or so. It's an Orpheus.
Awesome.
Mine gave me
beautiful. Right. You got another banjo tune for us?
Sure. This is I'll do Paul Raylan Smith.
Thank you.
straight, he flowers out of the ground. He flowers out of the ground. He flowers out of the ground. Our sweet and straight, he flowers out of the ground. If I could go back, I would go there today. Three flowers I've grown, all sweet and straight. All sweet and straight. All sweet and straight. Three flowers I've grown, all sweet and straight.
Festival. He's playing again today at 2:30, one of the many stages out here at the Picathon Festival, and tomorrow at 12:45. So a couple of other chances to see some of this great traditional music.
Frank, I'd like to know what your source was for that version of Poor Alice Get Better.
I don't know. I just got pieces of
together
things from other. I guess so. I've just heard a lot of people do that one, and you just kind of find your own way to play it, I guess.
Yeah. I just had never heard that lyric about the sheriffs and the bloodhounds gave me rest. That's a nice lyric.
I don't remember where I heard that one from.
All right, cool.
It's the folk process in action.
Right here at the Picathon.
Yeah.
I would like to once again encourage folks to come on out to the Picathon. It's an absolutely beautiful location. It's just a lot of fun out here, and I love to see it, you know, and it's just a little bit after 9 right now. So if you feel like you got up and got out here, you know, in the next hour or so, you could come and hang out down at the KBOO table and help watch the live show that we've got going on here. I'll just once again tell people we've got Frank Fairford right now, we've got Larry Gillis coming up, and the Free Hoppers, and Dealey Lowe, and wow, we're really excited to have all these bands on the show. It's a dream come true for us every time we have great bands down here at the Picathon, and you can come and see all these wonderful bands all weekend long. Bring your kids, bring your folks. It's a lot of fun down here. We'd love to see you.
Sustainability and environmental accountability are important parts of the Picathon, which will come out and you'll see they have a solar-powered stage. There's a lot of biofuel generators, and there's composting. There's environmentally friendly shade here. They really put their money where their mouth is on this festival. They're really doing a great job in making a sustainable, fun, family-friendly festival.
That's absolutely right. It's also a very pleasant location. You can see the mountains. It's really lovely here. We just want to let folks know that in addition to a remarkable amount of kid activities all day long, every day, there are lots of bands, some more traditional than others. I'll just highlight some of the more bluegrass and old-time bands that are going to be here, though, because I know that that's of interest to our listeners. Jack Straw will be here, the local, of course, and Foghorn's Drain Band will be here. I'm particularly excited to see the Hackensaw Boys again. We saw them last year, and they were pretty much our favorite act of the festival last year. I'm really psyched to see them play again. The Town Mountain's going to be here. It's just, and of course, we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show momentarily, which is about as exciting as we could ask for it to be. David Greer and Mike Compton are going to be here. Just a terrific lineup of bluegrass and old time, and then a bunch of related music. There are Cajun bands, country bands, old blues bands. It's just it's really a great mix of music from all around the country. We'd love to hear another tune for you.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yeah, do a little dance tune. This will be Black-Eyed Susie.
Now that's old-timey. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
That's some great stuff. That's a small sample of the music that's available to listen to down here at the Pickathon. It's going on all weekend, and it's a beautiful day. Come on down to the festival. The temperatures are going to be dropping into the low 90s, I hear, so thank God for that.
But, you know, it is warm, a bit warm, but the wonderful thing about the Pickathon is that they really make a point of making sure that you can watch music in the shade. I don't believe there's one single stage that's not shaded. So you're not going to be sitting in the sun all day. You'll be sitting in beautiful shade, and again with the lovely views. And it's mountainous, and there are little paths you can walk through, and you can stay all night, overnight. They light these paths with LED lights, and that's a lot of fun to walk around and check that. I want to just make a little announcement as we're transitioning from Frank Bearfield. Thanks again, Frank. That was a lot of fun to have you on the show.
Nice job.
We've got Larry Gillis coming up, which is about as exciting for me as it gets. But I want everyone to know that. Bill Martin, who is the granddaddy of the old-time square dancing scene in Portland. If you ever had fun at a square dance, you can probably thank Bill Martin for that fun. He trained all the young callers that are making that